Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence with you. And we are talking with, of course, Christina Liu, the radio show producer, and co-host Otto Loos. And this is Talk of the Town. So over the break, we were talking a little bit about these scams that just keep popping up. It just seems like as soon as you identify one and get the word out, there is 10 just ready, you know. And I know that we as Project Independence did a program recently with our advisory board talking about all these scams that are popping up. And I know, Otto, you had a couple.
Yeah, I had two experiences this week, one of which for sure is a scam. It came from New York DMV on my phone, I understand it also comes on email. And it says, action needed. We have an update and are regulation compliant, whatever that means. Every New York DMV need update their driver's license at onlinenewyorkdmv.com. Well, I looked into it. It seemed fishy. And it turns out that this is something that's been going on for a while. And they get all your contact information when you hit the link. So that's no good. The DMV does not send out that. And if you had an issue with that, what I did was I went on to the DMV website itself, skip this stuff and go to the website of whoever's sending it to you. That was one. The other one was, I understand Citibank and a lot of banks are having people send out emails with letterheads and whatnot that look like Assure Citibank, all right? And one that just came across was, oh, your credit score has changed from Citibank. Click here and you can see. Well, I thought about that, and they're not going to do that. So the bottom line there is, if you want to go to your Citibank or Chase Bank or whatever to find out about your credit score, go directly to their website. Do not go through a link that you might have gotten in an email, because a lot of those are fake. They, even with Citibank letterheads or Chase letterheads, the people are great at using that, and wherever they are, Russia or pick a country, these are scams and they're collecting your information.
Right. It's phishing. Sometimes I get an email that you were saying in that phishing where like it looks like the Citibank logo and it's got so many of the common things that you might see when you go on to that first page when you first sign on. So what I do is the email sender,
yes.
If you click on the email sender, you could see the email address that it comes from. And if it says,
it's like a bunch of random letters or something.
Yeah. Right. Citibank,
good.
It'll just say.
No, that's such, because that's such a great, because Beck, that's why I always my go-to, you know, like when I, because like, I mean, all the time, you know, and so they look legit, a lot of them, you know. Jay, you know, gets emails all the time and he's like, is this real or fake? And I said, it just happened to him yesterday. And I said, listen, just click on the email, because that's like the first way you can kind of figure out if it's legit or not, you know, because I keep getting these things saying, oh, your Netflix payment has been put on hold. And I'm like, what is
this? Right.
You know, but it's a scam thing, because they want me to type in my credit card information, you know, and update it. So it's, you really have to, and it looked like it came from Netflix, you know. It was really something.
Right, they have the logo.
Yeah,
and they really have it look like their website. So you just, I mean, yeah, I you know, I just hate to say it. It's like, first, don't trust, no matter what it is, you know. And and then just if they're emailing you and requesting any kind of information, any kind of personal information, it's just not how they work anymore. No, none of the banks, especially, no, you know, the DMV. They're not texting you and they're not emailing you. You know, the DMV will email you a reminder. It will say, you know, maybe your registration is due to expire in, you know, 90 days. Please go to the website, you know, but they're never going to send you a link and say, click here to register your vehicle. You know, they know more, you know, that's just not how it's going to work. So I know these scams are just,
but you know,
and unfortunately they're savvy, you know, and, you know, we were talking during the break, you know, a lot of people are home. So it's just what people are preying on, you know, the phone ring. I mean, I never realized until working remotely how often my house phone rings, you know, with bogus. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's
the last
why I got
time.
Rid of my home number.
You know, and I keep it, you know, just because we like, you know, it was so just to have a phone, you know, and sometimes I like to pick that up to see if something's down or whatever. But literally I mean, there's no one that calls me except like my mom, if I'm not answering my cell phone or something, she'll call the house phone, but it's absurd. The amount of phone calls and the credit card, they're telling me I have all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, there, and here I think about that. Cause I'm like, they just put it out there to however many people a day, hoping someone does have some kind of debt or loan. You know, I'm still getting calls about student loans. I don't even have any student loans. So it's bizarre, you know, the amount of, you know, and of course there's the, you know, the extended warranty for your vehicle, which is the
and the thing is too, they know that they're going to get somebody, but they don't mention the car. Like if they say your Toyota, your 2004 four-door Toyota, if they had all this information, but they don't, they say your car warranty has expired, or we're calling from your credit card company. It's like, yeah, dude, which one? I mean, have you seen my wallet?
Yeah, but
no,
it's so true.
But the good news is that they always say that this is your final offer and that the file will be closed.
I know. I keep hoping. I'm waiting for my file.
I say, great. They're going to close the file.
Oh, it's so great.
Right, right.
So funny. But, you know, we just had, I think it was, you know, my days, it's been quite a busy week. I guess it was last week, Beck, we had our joint advisory committee.
Yeah.
Where we had Manda Cristal. We've had her on the radio program before. She's with Family and Children's Association, and she did a whole presentation on fraud and scams because she's just very, you know, and unfortunately, you know, it's a constant evolving thing. You know, so it's not we can give you, you know, okay, this is what it's every day there's something new coming out. So the best thing to really do is to call, you know, and share the information, you know, because that's the only way to get it out there. You know, I love in advisory committees when people share in our advisory committee, you know, I got this scam, I got this letter. You know, I remember years ago when there was that whole grandparent scam, you know, was going on. I remember sitting in the advisory committees. Remember that, Rebecca? I think we were
little Johnny is in.
Yeah, I think we were together in the advisory when a senior was sharing her story, you know, and it was,
and
these are savvy. And I think that that's something that I want to, you know, encourage. A lot of people are scared to come forward with it because of the fact that they're ashamed, they're embarrassed, you know, like, but it's very easy. Like I said,
it happens to all of us.
Yeah,
it really does. You know, the thing is when they do the calls, and, you know, they call at a time where, you know, it's scary. So if it's in the middle of the night, you know, we have your grandson here. He's okay, but he's in trouble. He needs bail money. And then what does the grandparent say? John? Is my John? And they're like, yes, it's John. You know, so you've given them money. But I remember this one scam a few years back. I think I talked about it on the radio show, but it's kind of like, and they call these like, they're almost like pop-up scams, like people just kind of thinking. So, and you have to look out for these, like, you know, especially if you're on the radio and we say, oh yeah, I'm going to Florida next week. You know, I brought my dog to doggy daycare. You just told every listener that no one's going to be at your house for a week. So you have to, you know, they're looking for an opportunity. It was just
true.
This person left a note on someone's house. I think I told you guys about it. We got the police officer who was doing a scam program was talking about it. And the note said, I love the color of your house.
Yep.
Please call me. I'd love to know what, you know, when you're home and I'd come talk to you. So the senior, who was a senior, calls the number back and, you know, how can I help? It's like kind of weird. She's like, I know it sounds weird, but you know, I can come over tomorrow. And what does the senior say? I'm sorry, no one's going to be home. So what happens? And, you know, that they make plans for the 2 days later. So what happened the next day? That person knows you are not going to be home from 9 to 5. So you just invited and they were robbed. So you got, you know, you don't want to let people know. I mean, it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. Of course, now during the pandemic, there's been very probably few home robberies because someone's always home.
I know. But, my house, there's someone always there.
Right. Oh. But, you know, you don't want it fall prey into giving them the information. You know, it's you have to really be on your toes, you know.
I think that's the key thing is you got to understand conceptually that there could be scams in anything. And you don't have to know about every little individual scam. Conceptually, you have to be cautious and pay attention and figure, is this real? I mean, you have to think about everything. Almost every email that you get from somebody who you normally don't get emails from, that offers something or other, click here, you have to be skeptical of.
Yeah, you know what it is too. It's, you know, it goes to our previous conversation, and this is just kind of how the world works now, I've come to realize, is that there are so many mixed messages, right? Because we're not sitting here, we don't want to terrify people to be living and like suspicious of everything that you encounter, you know, and it's really finding that kind of that balance. And it just becomes part of your routine. And obviously once you are more savvy and used to certain things, you know, it just becomes kind of a second nature. Like, okay, I click this email, you know, the initial panic doesn't necessarily kick in, you know? So it's just something, you know, like I said, it's being aware and it's just being proactive, you know, even with these calls, you know, saying, you know what, thank you, I'll call you back. You know, these are very simple little things that can, you know, protect you. And the bottom line is if they're a legit person, they're not going to get angry about it, you know? So it's, you know, we don't want to, you know, we preach these things, but we don't want everyone, you know, we're like, oh, use technology. And then it's like, watch out, technology is, you know, crazy. But it's like I said, it's being educated. Right. And that's what I think our goal always is to like, just fill you with these, you know, nuggets of information, just so you're aware and safe, you know, so you're able to do these things because the bottom
line
is
the motto, Otto, and if it's too good to be true, then it is.
Yeah.
There's no one that is just going to make your life that much easier just by, you know, someone sending you an email. They have $500 billion that you know, just give them your bank account and they'll just, you know, go ahead and
it'd be lovely. I mean, if I could find a person that legitimately wants to do that for me, you know.
Well, you know, the flip side of that is there's always been non-technology scams as well.
That other one that.
They used to do credit cards and then they'd imprint a copy for themselves and then they'd capture your credit card information. Checking accounts, they had things that they could easily look at somebody's check somewhere and come up with scams. So it's not just, you know, I agree with Christina that one of the fears people have about technology who don't know technology very well is that they think they're going to get ripped off somewhere along the line. And you get ripped off without that if you don't pay attention.
You just have to be careful. Keep in the back of your head that, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is. If they're sending you a link, don't hit it. Call the bank, like I was saying, just call them directly. If you get an email from Citibank and you don't know why you're getting it and they're asking you to put in information, just call them directly and they'll let you know. So we're going to go to our next break. You've been listening to Project Independence Than You on WCWP.org and we will be right back.